This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural, and if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently at the Austin Chronicle annual Hot Sauce event. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
You know, all thinking people, we always have to categorize, right? Because there's not a whole lot of that anymore. But thinking people know this, that most of what happens now politically, even though politics doesn't really exist, it's just culture wars now, but everything is symbolic. There's no real substance to much at all anymore, and you can get away with it in politics. There's no doubt about that. So it's rare that we would ever have a chance to talk about policy. It's rare that we would ever have a chance to talk about policy and the impact of policy. Man, this is one of these, I think it's a colossal mistake, and that's rare to say. But you want to find it as a circumstance, an unbelievably dumb circumstance of symbolism. And that's the intent of everything now politically, just symbolism. But symbolism turns into policy, which turns into a modern day train wreck. So we've got it. I can't believe someone didn't figure this out ahead of time. But my gosh, Team Greg Abbott and his attempt to deliver more symbolism. Symbolism of today is simple. Everything in politics is hate them. The symbolism was, oh yeah, say Biden and immigration as often as possible. That's the goal. Got like a memo somewhere and just say it as often as possible. Response, symbolic. I want to look tough and sound tough. Okay? Do something. Add inspections to trucks. What could go wrong? Oh, I don't know. Everything. Everything has gone wrong. You talk about an idea that is backfiring in the moment. And it's backfiring across the board in the moment. This is it. It is a shockingly stupid idea. And I submit to you, it's a shockingly stupid idea. Started out of symbolism to make grandmas in Des Moines, Iowa say, ooh, here they come across the border. That's it. I mean, that's the goal. Man, is it backfiring. Is it an on-ramp for Beto O'Rourke? Probably short term. But for the average person of any political stripe, this is a horrible idea that is going wrong in a hurry. Okay, so it's a dumb plan, bad idea, bad time. No, bad idea at the worst possible time. We can agree, can't we? We all agree. You want to go buy stuff, you need to buy stuff. We can agree that now is not the time to slow down the transfer of goods. It's been kind of an issue for a year to think that anyone in their right mind, and there's never a right mind when you only exist for symbolism, okay? That's all you do every day is come up with symbolic things like, oh, I don't know, they're going to turn your kid gay stuff like that. But to think that you would take the symbolism of here they come, grandma, to, I know, let's just hold those trucks up even longer at the border. That should work out well. Oops, not so much. So the idea was, for those that haven't followed this, it'll hit you pretty soon. If it hasn't already, it's going to hit you. Everything's hitting you now. This is really a dumb idea. So this is a rare occasion, right? You usually do stuff culturally to just hate the other side, and it makes your side mad, and that's enough. It's rare that somebody would have an idea, a policy, that makes everyone mad. Like, everyone's pissed now. What a dumb idea. What could you possibly have been thinking? All right, so here we go. The reason given by Greg Abbott, that's the governor of Texas, for those that are under a rock, is that we need to stop trucks. For those that can't appreciate how important goods going to and from Mexico, you're clueless. It's about $40 billion. Okay? It's important stuff. It is a part of the economy on both sides, by the way. I don't know enough about the Canadian border to know there's a comparison. But in the state of Texas, you're talking about imports of $34 billion in 2020 alone. Right now, we need stuff. It's been a rough year of getting stuff. Prices are up. The last thing you would ever want to do is delay stuff. He did it. So the idea behind Abbott's symbolism was, of course, again, to say Biden and immigrants in the same sentence as much as possible. It is the white person freak out strategy of the day. They're all coming, Grandma. Here they come, kind of thing. So he announces this policy that ordered state troopers to conduct additional inspections of commercial trucks. Now, I don't know enough about the stuff. Most people don't. You don't really care. But guess what it's done? It's backed it up and really pissed off businesses and really pissed off the trucking industry because they've been sitting there in lines waiting to deliver their stuff. It's just an idiotic move. Oh, but Jeff, safety. They were already getting inspected. Fake story, fake news, bad policy. Sorry. So he wants to sound tough, wants to be tough, wants to do all those tough things. And here's what's reported now. Each truck waits for these inspections. Double the inspections now, apparently. He last week ordered the inspection, saying they're needed to help control the influx of migrants and illicit drugs into Texas. No one's going to say that doesn't exist. No one is saying that's not an issue. What we're saying is, what's the best way to handle it? What's the best policy for that? You think this was a good one? You want proof this is a bad idea? His own party is talking trash because they're going to hear it. The inspections being carried out by troopers from the Texas Department of Public Safety focus chiefly on the vehicle's roadworthiness and not on their cargo. I don't even know what that means or why you would want to bother stopping them. Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the 4-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. 4-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. So the net result is, well, it's bad. It's taking them longer. They're mad. The businesses are mad. The consumer is about to get mad. And you know what this shows you once again? And the healthy part of this is that maybe the consumer will get pissed off, but there is no concern about business. There is no concern about consumers. The only concern is theater and symbolism. The theater and symbolism was, I'm tough. I'll stop them. Biden's doing X, Y, Z. I'll get them out of here. Don't worry, Grandma in Des Moines. I'll save you. Grandma's never been near the border of Texas, but you've got to tell her you're going to save her from those people, right? That's the symbolism. You turn around and muck up the supply chain process, which is already mucked up for any number of reasons. To think that you would, no one in a meeting anywhere, I know somebody, some theater major who's teaching this guy how to act and come up with freak out policy. Somebody in that room had to say, yeah, you know, hang on, everybody. I know it sounds cool. And I know we want to make sure that white grandmas and white grandpas are freaking out. I get it. But boss, you slow down that supply chain even more. I think that's our ass. I think they're going to get mad. I don't know if I'd do that because grandma goes to the grocery store. I know grandma watches Fox News and wants to freak out, but grandma also needs to go get some avocados. I don't think I'd do this, boss. Okay. Look out, man. Don't say I didn't warn you, boss. Of all the times, and again, is his, no one can state for a fact that this extra level of checking these trucks is doing anything about drugs or immigration. I don't know that we know yet. History tells us it's not doing a heck of a lot. It's sort of like sending the National Guard to the border. They're staring at trees and baking in the heat. But it's symbolism. Mostly my opinion, but I think it's probably backed up by some data. So we don't even know if the idea, if the intent of having people, so the rest of the country appreciates the symbolism of border issues in the state of Texas. Nobody ever really does anything on either side. They just talk a lot. The symbolism is nothing short of an Outlaw Josie Wales movie. The symbolism is nothing new. For decades, go back to the days of Richard Perry, governor for 62 years in Texas. Every campaign cycle, you would get this. Khaki shirt, helicopter, scouring the border like you're going to get them. Where are they? I'll find him. He's got some binoculars out. The goal is always to look like, you know, as if these guys even go near the border ever. But the goal is to look really tough. Spend some money on some airboats and some guns and dogs and grenades and fences. And then the campaign cycle goes away and you go back to work and don't do anything. So there's a long history of just uniforms and stuff symbolically on the border. Not to say the border doesn't have issues, but there's no real intent. I'm sorry. If you believe their stuff, you're a fool because this has been going on for decades. The khaki shirts and I'm tough guy talk has been going on for decades. Notice how nobody, quote, ever fixes it. So, but this time the symbolism to turn it into a policy has completely backfired on him. And I'll give you the example, the ultimate example of not only you, the consumer, which you do not matter to politicians. And I don't know how they're able to get away with that, because stuff like this should really piss you off because these are your avocados. These are your products and services. And you just got screwed over. And so did the businesses. And so did the grocers. They got screwed over. But to show you how little you matter, he did this with no regard for how it's going to muck things up. So you have reached a new level of political screw up. And this is kind of guy, Greg Abbott, that does it too often. He's had a few in the last few years, but he's been able to get out of it by just screaming, you know, some sort of symbolism, I'll save you kind of stuff. But you've reached a new level. If one politician, and this is amazing, in this case, the ultimate MAGA lover, in the state of Texas. Most people don't know who he is. He stamps gas pumps. I happened to be in an elevator with him and at the car valet with him just a couple weeks ago at a hotel in Houston. If he calls you out for stupid political theater, that's how bad it is. I give you the ultimate MAGA hat. His name is Sid Miller. Sid is a piece of work. Got a lot of nuggets, I noticed, too. I had some nuggets, some chains, and all this stuff, and so I'm at an elevator with my kids, and there is the agriculture commissioner who stamps gas pumps and stuff. I mean, he doesn't really do it. He doesn't walk around and do it, but that's the agriculture commissioner matters at times like this. But this guy is the ultimate MAGA hat, man. I know he's a MAGA hat because we're standing there waiting on the car, right? Here comes the truck, and it's got Trump stickers all over it. Like, I knew exactly whose car that was when it pulled around. So when he calls you out and calls you stupid and guilty of political theater, you have really screwed up. So Sid Miller says this in an interview with the USA Today, quote, "I'll say it, this is nothing but political theater. There's 20,000 trucks a day coming through Laredo before the policy. Now we're going to get about 700 trucks a day. This has really backfired on him. It's really compounded our problems," end quote. That, in the context of modern-day ass-kissing politics, is a monumental statement. One person in the political theater realm has called out the other one in the political theater realm, and that's because, to be honest, Sid Miller's right. I don't know when I'd ever say that in my life, but he's right. To think that in the supply chain problems we have in this country, that anyone in their right mind would go from 7,000 to 10,000 trucks a day bringing your stuff to 700? You think that's a good idea? Now the question is, how do you get out of this? Like, how do you symbolically find your way out of this that you're being called out? Of course, Beto O'Rourke is calling him out, and Beto O'Rourke is right about that. He's saying, hey, look, everybody, the guy just did the dumbest thing he could do, not just for South Texas, but for the entire country. And he's piling on, and he should be piling on. Everyone's piling on. I can't remember the last time, and I know when we had power grid failures and people dying and stuff, even that didn't lead to the kind of piling on this is. This is the worst time to come up with this idea. I mean, you should just stick with the khakis and the binoculars and the airboats and the helicopters. But you did try to do something of substance, and look where it got you. Bad idea, bad result.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.